Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 68.
I want to thank you for either listening or video watching this podcast. And once again, you can find us in different ways. We are on Instagram and also YouTube and also Facebook. And so you can find us and also find out more information about what we do. And our feeding program is called Feeding the Nations. And we go to every year about 20 to 25 different countries and help people where we can. And so it's just not a church and just not a teaching ministry, but also reaching out and feeding people in different parts of the world. And we thank God we're able to do that. We have been sharing the last couple of times about what do you do when trouble hits your life? A lot of people, when they get a torpedo, boom, it sinks their ship. And they don't know how to recuperate. They don't know how to get back up again. And that's tragic. Because every single one of us, we have to dodge things. And we have been torpedoed. But that doesn't mean that has to sink our boat. That doesn't stop you in the tracks of moving ahead with God and doing what he wants you to do. It doesn't have to be that way. And so in the book of Psalm 138, 138 in verse 7, the word tells us, though I walk in the midst of trouble. Wow, did David ever walk in the midst of trouble? Oh yeah, he did. How about that? He was walking in the middle of trouble. And when things are absolutely no good, and when things are overwhelming to him, he was walking in the middle of trouble. So he said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. The picture of revive. I mean, just think of there's somebody that's on the ground. They're out. They're unconscious. Maybe they're not breathing and the heart has stopped and somebody does CPR. And so they're pumping and breathing into them and they're pumping and breathing into them. And miraculously, thank God that, boom, the beat starts going and the body comes back to life again. And that's what we need from God. Every once in a while, there is a death, and not a death unto death, but a stopping of the flow of God, or a stopping by the enemy to push you back from where you are, and you need a revive. We call it, in the olden days, a revival. And so pastors would call in an evangelist that would come in and try to revive the saints, and some people would come in from off the street or being invited and get saved, and we called it a revival. Well, why did they need a revival? Very simply, because they needed to be revived. And why do you need to be revived? Because you're just about dead. So the saints needed that input of life and spirit and joy, and refreshing them in the knowledge of God, that God is on your side. He is for you, and he's not against you. He doesn't want to destroy you. He wants to push you and propel you to an expected end. And that's for every single one of you listening and watching right now. All this is in that one verse in Psalm 138, verse 7. 138 verse 7, though I, David said, walk in the middle of trouble, you will revive me, breathe life back into me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of your enemies. Wow, the unseen hand of God. It's there. It's real. And to tell you the truth, we're not going to know about all of the interventions that God has made for every single one of us until we get to heaven. And then we'll have a better comprehension of all the times his hand was there to stop the evil, to stop the destruction of the enemy of your soul, and he'll stop it. No more, nor further. This is my child, and you cannot have him. He has lifted his hand against the wrath of mine enemies. And then it goes ahead and tells us that the right hand shall save me. Back in the day, they talked a lot about the right hand, the right hand, the right hand. Well, for most people back in the day, the right hand is where you had your sword. The right hand is where you were able to pull back that bow and aim that thing in the right direction and hit the mark all the time. And so the writer is saying here, the right hand will save me. The right hand will hit mine enemy. And the deal is this, people. Sometimes we think we're doing God a favor when we lash out, when we hit, when we aim at destroying and hurting people. That's not a good thing. And not relying upon the hand of God to do it. And not relying upon the hand of God to step up and let him be God. Let God do his thing. You are not God. You're not the judge. No, you're not your savior. You are not your healer. He is. He is. And he wants to help you, save you, deliver you from every single calamity that would ever want to come your way. He loves you with the unfailing love. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil, for God was with him. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.